there's been a furious reaction to the Australian government's decision to grant deep-sea drilling permits to BP. It comes less than a year after the oil company's massive spill in the Gulf of Mexico, the worst environmental disaster in US history. Emily Burke reports.
Just this month, BP and its partners in the Gulf of Mexico faced scathing criticism over the Macondo oil rig disaster. A White House investigation led by William Riley uncovered a culture of complacency, cost-cutting and systemic failures, and companies unprepared to deal with accidents and consequences.
BP was irresponsible and I think to a significant degree incompetent with respect to several major decisions that were made in the rig, some of which we don't understand.
But the Australian government is undeterred, and it's given BP permission to explore for oil and gas in 24,000 square kilometres of the Great Australian Bight.
We do have to front up to the fact we have to find another Bass Strait, otherwise we have a worsening trade situation. People actually depend on petroleum products. That means we've actually got to achieve those economic outcomes, but in the most environmentally friendly way.
The Resources Minister is Martin Ferguson.
It is a tough decision. BP will be held account by the Australian government. I am in close contact with the US administration about the learnings of the Macondo incident, the same way in which we're paying proper attention to the recommendations with respect to our own oil spill in Western Australia.
Environment groups are incredulous.
Australians should be asking themselves whether Minister Ferguson, who presided over Montara, which was Australia's worst oil spill, is playing some kind of sick joke on the public.
Steve Campbell is from Greenpeace Australia Pacific.
It's a fact that BP will be allowed to prospect for oil at depths over three times greater than where the Deepwater Horizon was operating. And we know that at the end of the day, oil rigs drilling at these kinds of depths can have major impacts on coastal environments.
But the minister says strict new rules will apply.
The first intention of BP would be to do seismic work in the summer of 2011-2012. Even to do that, they will now have to go through another regulatory process, including environmental considerations. If that seismic work then suggests they might like to drill some wells, then at the earliest it'll be 2013 or 2014. That also involves further stringent regulatory approvals. In the interim, I'm hopeful of having in place a new regulatory framework in Australia.
For its part, BP says it's learning the lessons from the Gulf of Mexico oil spill to ensure it's not repeated. But Greenpeace's Steve Campbell says BP can't be trusted.
BP tried to change their spots in the 90s by changing their name from British Petroleum to Beyond Petroleum. But, you know, we've seen scant evidence of them becoming a more responsible company or indeed investing more heavily in renewable energy. They simply haven't done that.
The special conditions imposed on BP's new permits will be publicly available later this week.
Emily Burke.